In light of Hurricane Katrina and the week's events, we're presenting some best of material this week on the Motley Fool Radio Show. In an interview we did last fall, we talked surprises and CEOs. Harvard Business School offers workshops for newly appointed CEOs of companies with over $1 billion in revenue. The goal? To address challenges that a new CEO may face on the job. Jay Lorsch is a professor at Harvard Business School. He's a co-author of the article, Seven Surprises for New CEOs, published in the Harvard Business Review. He joins us from member station WGBH in Boston to discuss seven surprising findings from these workshops. Professor Jay Lorsch, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.
Professor Lorsch, I'm looking at your list here. I'm going to throw these seven surprises out individually, have you explain them a little bit. Let's start with, you can't run the company.
Well, I mean, basically, what we're saying is that when you become a CEO, there's a lot of other people making decisions. A lot of things are going to happen over which you do not have total control. If you think about all these surprises, or most of them are related to each other one way or another, and I think one of the basic themes here is that in spite of the fact that the CEO is the leader of the management, if you will, you can't know enough, you can't get involved enough with all the things that are going on in a company of any size to really feel like you're running it.
Another of the surprises for a new CEO you've called, you're always sending a message. Please explain.
Well, I think that what we mean there is that people watch leaders in these positions of power and try to figure out, you know, what message they're sending by almost everything they do, from decisions they make, things they say, to things perhaps as inconsequential as the clothes they wear.
So if I'm a new CEO, what do I do? Knowing that now, knowing that apparently everything I do is being interpreted for me, how do I act?
Obviously, you could drive yourself nuts by trying to say nothing. You've got to say what you want to say, but just realize you are delivering a message by everything you do and try to be thoughtful about what messages you want to transmit and trying to be clear in your own mind anyway what it is that the message you will be sending is at that moment.
Another one from your list of things that surprise a new CEO, giving orders is very costly.
If you give an order and it turns out to be, let me put it another way, what's really happens here is you can even make a suggestion. And when you make a suggestion, others are quite likely to interpret that suggestion as an order. So you need to be very, very careful about how you say things, because if you make an offhand suggestion which others interpret as an order and begin to act on it, and it turns out not to be a very good idea, you've headed the organization in the wrong direction. So you need to be very, very careful. You know, don't send mixed messages about such things.
How about pleasing shareholders is not the goal? That seems to run against a lot of the conventional wisdom in business today.
Yeah, I thought you'd get to that one. It does. And I think what we're really trying to suggest there is that if you, in this world of public ownership, where so many of the shareholders are large institutions and where there's so much natural churn of stock within our capital markets, for example, half the shares on the New York Stock Exchange change hands every year, you find that if you try to please that amorphous set of shareholders, many of whom you won't understand clearly what their goals are, really the goal that should be focused on most is building a successful, healthy company, because that's something management can affect. And if you do that, the shareholders obviously in the end will be pleased, and it should enhance the value of their stock relative to the general market trends.
Next up from your list of things that surprise new CEOs, quote, it's hard to know what's really going on, end quote. Professor Lorsch, that sounds to me like a recipe for getting fired. How does that work?
First of all, people tell these new CEOs what they want to hear quite often. They don't want the boss to be unhappy, particularly when he's this very powerful boss. So, you know, things can get hidden from the CEO. Secondly, there's a lot going on that he may never hear about simply because these are big organizations we're talking about. It's impossible for him to be all over the place and to understand all the aspects elements of his company. So it's really very, very difficult for these guys to know what's going on. Obviously, they try. Obviously, they get formal reports. Obviously, they visit facilities and listen to employees and so forth. But at the end of the day, I think most of them are pretty humble about how much they can really understand and realize that what they need to focus on is the most significant things that are the factors that make or break the businesses.
The last two on your list of seven things that surprise new CEOs, I'm going to put them both out there at once. The first is you are still only human, and the second one is you're not the boss. They sound related to me. Can you give us a little bit of your insight on those?
Well, let me start with you're not the boss, then come back to you're only human.
Okay.
You're not the boss sort of captures a lot of what I've just been talking about, you know, in the sense that you can't make things happen downward. But I think the other thing that new CEOs are discovering is, you know, they work their whole careers to get up there to be the CEO of a public or a large company, right? And then they suddenly look up and they realize they've got a boss. And the boss is called the board of directors. And not only do they have a boss when they thought maybe they were going to be the ultimate boss, but they find out that this boss is a group of 10 or 12 people and who can often be a little bit unruly and don't always agree on what they want to see happening. And so the CEO finds himself in a situation where he now reports to 12 people, and earlier in his career, he only had to report to one person in most cases. So it's complicated. You know, we all know, I think we understand around here anyway, that part of being a good leader is also to manage upward, to know how to influence your boss and get things done, you know, in the context of working for somebody else. And now this job of trying to get things done and trying to get your boss to agree with you means you've got to get agreement among 10 or 12 people. And it's a very challenging activity for them. And it's a surprise in the sense that most of them haven't thought about it. And this is all complicated, I think, by the fact that boards of directors in this country are beginning to take their responsibilities more and more seriously because of the scandals we've been through, because of Sarbanes-Oxley law, because of the new listing requirements from the stock exchanges. So all those things mean you've got this boss who's trying to really be much more active in overseeing what's going on, and it is these 12 people. The second question you asked me was about the surprise of if you're only human. These people who are CEOs, men and women, find themselves with an immense responsibility. You know, like many, many, many experienced and senior leaders and professionals, they find themselves with more to do than there are hours to do in the day. As soon as they become CEO of some significant company in a community, everybody wants them to be on the board of the local hospital and local museum, and people want them to join the boards of other companies. There's just too much to do. At the end of the day, they can only do so much, and to be effective at being the leader of their company, they have to think about how to balance all these other demands on their time. It's really a matter of balance, and I think what they find is surprising is that they can't do it all, and they have to find that balance.
To close, Professor Lorsch, what's something that has surprised you about working with all these CEOs over the years?
Well, I think what's really been a pleasant surprise to me is how thoughtful these people are and how, you know, willing they are to kind of explore new ways of thinking about their job. I mean, I think too often we sort of feel that CEOs are arrogant, people locked into their own way of thinking and their own way of doing things. And we found these people to be very, very good learners. They're people who really want to get new ideas, who want to be thoughtful about the issues they face, about what's best for their companies and what's best for the economy. I suspect we're getting a particular slice of the executive community in these programs, those who are more thoughtful. But I got to tell you, that's been really gratifying to me, and I guess I would say surprising.
Jay Lorsch is a professor at Harvard Business School, and he joined us from the studios of WGBH in Boston, Massachusetts. Jay Lorsch, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you very much for having me, and I've enjoyed the conversation.